point that I wanted to point out in the Bir Halacha. So we saw the Bir Halacha on Tuesday.
What?
Shimon Sin Samad Dalad Sif Beis.
Last Tuesday was the last day he gave Shkurush.
Yeah. At the Bir Halacha,
Palm Street.
Mishabur raises the question that you can come in, just shut the door. Okay, whatever, don't worry about it. Okay, so Mishmur says that the Derech HaMelech goes through the city as a foolish Mishar Lashar. So he says, so Lachara, it's so you're going to have to say that you're relying on the Shita of 600,000. What's interesting, because the Mishmur himself brought before the in Simchin Shemim Hay, that the Ramban said by Derech HaMelech, you don't need 600,000. Without 600,000, even if you hold 600,000, by Derech HaMelech, you don't. That's not true. There's no need for 600,000. And here, Mishabura raises the question in Sivkat Nches. There's the Derech HaMelech goes through the city, and it's Medina Habishah Sarabim. So we have to say that the sheet that you need is 600,000, which we don't have nowadays. So Mishabur is mashal that even by the Derech HaMelech, there's a requirement of 600,000. So in the Bursa of Dirishu, they pointed out that he brought before the Ramban that the Derech HaMelech there's no din of 600,000. So they give an answer here, which I'm not sure who this answer is from, that when the Derech HaMelech goes through the city, that part of it needs 600,000. No, that's not the assumption of the modern poskim, because that's why we don't make an error over the interstates, even though when they're in the city, because they're part of Derech HaMelech. Derech HaMelech doesn't require 600,000. So we're allowing an error around the city streets, arguably because you need 600,000, which you don't have.
Could it be more than what Derech HaMelech is saying?
There could be, yeah. Right. The point of the Derech HaMelech, the point of the Ramban wasn't really Derech HaMelech so much. It was the point was that the roads which go year to year, those roads which their whole purpose is to move people from year to year, so they have they don't need 600,000. That was the Ramban's point. So, and then, which means your interstates, that makes a lot of sense. That's their whole purpose. The Chiddush is even the connectors of the interstates. The poskim are machmir on, because they connect, they feed into these roads which take it from year to year. It's interesting to think about, you know, how you look at the beltway, because it's not, its primary function is not necessarily to feed into the primary function of move traffic around the city, which occur that would then they'd be right, you would need 600,000, even though it does function also as a feeder into the city that year to year. But the assumption of the poskim is we don't put an error over an interstate, even when it's toch a year, because its primary function still is to take traffic from year to year. So this mishnah over here is an interesting seems to be creating a kula. He himself says not to rely on it. The Baal Nefesh Mimachmer, but Betzim, he's presenting a kula.
What's the kula?
Even by Derech HaMelech, you need 600,000 when it's Toch HaEir.
What's what? Toch HaEir?
Toch HaEir.
Midst of the sun.
Yeah. Okay. Sif Gimel. Amavi Alkem Kimin Dallas.
Who's it?
What?
We did Gimel.
We did Gimel? Okay. I'll believe you. Tibur Dalet.
I think we did Mishnah Berurah too.
Yeah, you're right. I actually have it marked off. Look at that. Just one second. Is there any beer left I wanted to? Okay. So let's say the Dibur Masel Dino Kelo Hayim Foolish Book Mimus. Bir Alocha. He never did say Yesh Beemus Plukta Dravosa. B'Masha Omer B'Gemara Mavi Alkam Dino Kama Foolish. So this is a quote of a Gemara, so it should be pretty straightforward. So Chagim Rishonim, how to learn it. Okay. The Das Rashi wrote Harper Rishonim Tosis Rabbi Yonason Eshkol Zerua. The Rosh, the Ram, Ben Yeruchim, and the Tur. The Sar Tikkun back on me, so you do a Tikkun in the bend. Then a Kishar Mavi Hamafula Shoyes at Sursa Pesa, but Rosh Shoyechod, Velaki Akar Bakotza Hashani.
I skipped the line.
Hijasim Gamimis Sursa Pesa, which they thought of Lechi Akar. Of its son of Sursa Pesach, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch says to do over here. And the Baragella points out that this is Kapir Shraj. Okay, the Skimbo Tais of Rosh, right? But, with Asari, by Rosh, with Ain Sark Tikun Babi Bakmul Misoi, then a Kishar Mavi Mafula, which is Sursa Pesach, Barosha Echod, will actually occur because of Shani, Bakmul Misoi, Ain Sark Klum. In other words, the Rashi said that the one, even though it bends, it's one long mavi, so that's the rule. A mavi which is more foolish, so needs a tzur to pass on one end, and a lechi kar on the other end, doesn't need a thing in the middle. Right? Rashi and the other Rishonim are learning that with betzim it's two mavuos, and even each one betzim is not more foolish. Then if there's two mavuos, they're not more foolish. But since the mice of traffic can flow through each one of them, because the mice are open one into the other, so practically. There is traffic which goes from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim is called a Mefulish, even though Batsim it's closed. Right? That's the Mechloikis where the Rosh says, but Munashav, if you tell me Batsim it's closed, then it's not Mefulish. And if it's a Foolish because the two ends, so then you only take it on the two ends. Because the Beshez Allah and Latina Kamosh is also Maturka das Rosh, if she is Kimulov, it has a Rosh.
Tosafos
v'harosh. Tosafos v'harosh, yeah. Tosafos
v'harosh. There's
also a thing called Tosafos v'harosh. Correct, yeah. Rav Shulz Kiveger, Dasariv v'harosh, v'gamkin lav dasichido ahida, harbikdol m'chikri leiv, oim de b'shitosan. Eim a Rambam. There's a ruah, b'rein a ruchim, kosher shadasa ramam kari, ritvo, rivosh, tashbat, ran, Gersus Benachananel is also much like that. Anshem Shubas Kiveger, while Cain Nira Lini is Daiti. The Bishas Adchak, Shein Yochel, Lassus Tikun Bak Mimus, the Cholis Mechal Tshit is Rahari. The Sebe Afilu Ben Mobi Shubas Man Hashas. Prat Lini Mobi Shalonu, Shiesh Odin Chatzur, Menei Shein Batim Chazer Tzuchus 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 Tzuchus. So you can be semich on these shitas, which are meikol, then you can just put a tikkun on both ends, and that's good enough. Because it's like a chotzer.
But isn't a chotzer more chamer than a chotzer needs to serve a pesach? It's the cool of the mafra that lets us get away with like a chiva cover.
Correct. But there's no din of mavi mafulish in regards to a chotzer. Even though chutz is open to chutz around on both ends, you have to do a tikkun on both sides. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do any more than that.
What kind of tikkun?
You can do shtei pas and mikra din.
Shtei pas, okay.
Right. Or pas arba.
But actually, it would have to be tikkun like a chutz. Yeah?
Correct.
Okay.
So you can be mekel, skipping the brackets. Dein tzarech lasos tikkun bakol misoi. El b'shnei yitzdorim it's source of Pesach. Um, Fine. Mishum, again skipping the brackets. The Philip Mamami Gomer, Shu Alkum, Das Harbor Kamershan, we just said, then Sark Tikum Machmimus. Kamikardina, Philip Das Rashi, Nira, Tatikun, Ahiu, and Elamir Rabona. It's not of the rice of the Kadin, it's the one of the Kadin.
What is?
Putting a Tikun in the bend. Fine.
When do you need such a Tikun?
According to Rashi, by a Vavi, which is Okum. Okay. The Dibur Maskel, Vim Osikim in Ches. I'm a sister's cousin, so that's a rash of his head, the Dino Kimavi Sosa Mitzad Echol. A fellow, this has Dino Mavi Sosa, Sir Kim Lechi Okar Bishnei Roshov. So the back end is closed. So you don't look at it as a Mavi Mavulish. It's two Mavuois, which are both according to the rash, but they're considered Sosa. So you just need a tikkun of the tzad going out to the Rishon Zerabim. Then Tarkim Lechi occurred by Shnei Roshav. Will Halacha cause of an Akhtinah Kadash? So Tarega Lamaisa holds that you can be Sebek on the Rashba, Al Kapodim, if you know another Sniff Lahaka, you can be Sebek on the Rashba, etc.
What did Rashi say you needed? So
Rashi says you're going to need, according to Rashi, you're going to need to do four things. You need to, it's shaped like a ches, you're going to have to put a tikkun at the top of each side of the ches, and some type of tikkun at the ends, the two bottom points of the ches going out into Rishon Zerabim. Right. And according to Rashi, you just need to let. And you're talking about Tzuris, you have to put a Tzuris of Pesach. Kind of the Rashi, this is the lucky current each end. You would put a Tzuris of Pesach in the two bands, and the lucky Bikara in the two Roshav. Or vice versa, you can put the two Tzuris of Pesach on the two ends of Shazarabim, and lucky Bikara is on the two bands. But you need to do four things. Kind of the Rashi, and two of them are going to have to be Tzuris of Pesach. According to Rashi, you should do a lechi b'karav on the two ends, and that's it. You have the two things, it could be lechi b'karavs. Quite a difference. Okay, sit down. Mavuos ha-psuchim elu le'elu. Ve'enu ikum shal echem mehem noitu v'shasurabim. Bekimen shepsiches ha-mavi ha-chitzen v'shasurabim. Ve'oysu mavi shepsuach elu ha-bakamisoi choshev kepsuach v'shasurabim. So you have a movi which is lifnimi movi, and the outer movi opens to shazarabim, and then a movi feeds into that movi, etc., etc. So, since the maisa it feeds into shazarabim, each movi would need some element of tikkun as if it was going to shazarabim.
Is there a diagram for this?
I don't see one here. Latim Shabura, Yudal, Psukma Lulela, Rasorma, after Din Mavi Okum, who Bishname of voice, Shreshem, Psukha, Shreshavim Dafka. So the case of the Gemara is a Mavi Okum, it's like an L shape, it's opened on this side of Shreshavim and this side of Shreshavim. This case, the second Mavi opens into the first Mavi, it doesn't open to Shreshavim on the other side, it opens into Chatzeris. So you have Chatzeris opening to Mavi, and that Mavi opens into another Mavi, which opens to Rishon Zerabim. The Kanye Sharbim of Voice, Ketanis, Tanim Shachdos is Elu Be'elu Ve'elu Be'elu Ve'en Be'en Pilus Rishus Rabim Filahoch Kiman Shekseh Movi Ha'akra and Psuch Rishus Rabim. Again, Tchilas Mavi Rishon, Kshubas Kulam Mufaloshim Tartikum Mekolak Mimi Shakolecha Meya. So, the way the Mishabur is picturing it, if you have Rosh Hasharabim here, Rosh Hasharabim here, and there's a Mavi here, and there's a Mavi here, and there's a Mavi here, there's a Mavi here, and a Mavi here. So this one is open to Shusram, this one is Shusram, and this one opens into a Mavi, which opens into a Mavi, opens into a Mavi. But since the Maisa, eventually the two ends open to Shusram, that's called Mavi, that's called Hezid Mavi Mavulish.
Then it's Mavi Yakum.
The name of Mavi Yakum, right, Mavi Yakum, right? So as much as we're paskening that a Mavi Yakum has a Dilakum Mavulish, and you have to do Dini Tikkun, so each Mavi is going to need a Tikkun on its bend.
And is Mishnah Berurah, this is explaining the case of the Mechaber, or this is sort of an additional case? Mechaber is just saying one side is totally closed, is only on the Mechzeres, not necessarily that it's open to another, it's open to another, it's open to another, it's Mefolsh on both sides, in the end, Mefolsh on both sides.
I think it's touching on the Mechaber.
Son of Omar.
What?
He says like Son of Omar. Yeah. It sounds like a...
Yeah. So, I'm not sure what the Lach would be. Let's say you only had one end. The other end opens to that end.
Yeah.
What would the Lach be over there? I'm not sure what the Lach is. Okay. Okay. Mavi also canado. That in Mavi Gadol Shaharbim a voice Ketanim Psuchim Loi, Psuchim Loi, Rosh Hashim Psuchim Lushasarabim. Fill in Piskei Haketanim Shemikanim Mikanim Chubanim Zekin Egetze. As the Cholechad B'Mokam Psichoser the Mavi Gadol Tzuris a Pesach, Rosh Hashini Psuchim Lushasarabim Lechi Yekaru. So. The picture which you have in your page down at the bottom somewhere outside. So you have Rosh Hashanah on four sides. You have the Mavi Gadol which goes straight from one Rosh Hashanah to the other. And each Mavi Katan opens to the Mavi Gadol on one side and to Rosh Hashanah on the other side. We don't look at the each Mavi Katan is going to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, i.e., it starts by Rosh Hashanah on the bottom, goes through the Mavi Gadol in the middle, and continues into the other Mavi, and then it goes to the other Rosh Hashanah on the other side. We don't have to look. We don't look at it like that, because even if they're not, sometimes they're not mechuban zekin egetzeh. So each Mavi stands by itself, but the Maisa, each one is a Mavi Yakum. Because it's opening to the Mavi Gadol, which opens to the Shazarabim. So it's open in two sides of the Shazarabim. So each Mavi Katan, you put a Tzuris HaPesach on one side and a Lechi Mekar on the other side. So the way the Mechaber says to do it is you put a Tzuris HaPesach on the side opening into the Mavi Gadol, and then a lechi bekara opens to the side of the shesarav. Okay. The mabe gadol imum a foolish or is it just a pesach mitzarech or mitzira shein lechi bekara? You must also buy the lechi bekara berush. Tesva also can nadol. What's a nadol? Who share it? Sheesh la reglaim harbe. It's a centipede. Mishneitz tarov. Benim chubadim zekenegazeb. The legs are not exactly perfectly opposite each other. Kenem b'mavizeh shepsuchim loy mavoyz ketanim harbe mishneitz tarov zeh shaloy kenegazeb. Rosh hashniyim. Tzorch lomer v'roshim hashniyah. Yeah, there are other end. So even though the Piskei Akhtana were not the Mechumen Zekin Eged Zeh, this is what you do. Okay. I feel Ein. So the Lashon Mechaber says, even in that case, but means also in this case. So what's the Chiddush also in this case? In the case where they're Mechubad Zeh Keneged Zeh, we can look at each one of the Mevuos Ketanos, really, the ones the opposite each other are really one long mavi. The fact that there's a street going by, but it doesn't take away from the shame mavi. So you need to do it to the tik on the two ends. So that's not true. So Yisrael Chol Echad, you make a tzurus of Pesach where it opens to the mavi gadol. How do we call mavois haktana shemitzad zeh bechay mitzad hasheni? Who would you like to mavois haktana zeh el mitzad echad? And then in the makom which they open out into the shazarabim, you'll put a lechi rekara. No, I'm sorry. Makom itself, but they go to mavi gadol. Also, when the apostle left the mavi, akum sar tikun, but makom akum misa. V'ha'ruch halachas, man, who was ketanus bechal mavi akumu? Jesus in the middle of the mavi gadol, middle yotz shazarab, which means according to the sheet of mechaber, passing like Rashi, this is what you'd have to do. According to the Rashi, the Mavi Yakum doesn't need. So this is a Mavi Yakum, so it doesn't need. Okay.
The Mechaber being specific that the Shurus of Pascha has to be on the side of the Mavi Yadol. As opposed to on the, like, it shouldn't, why does it, does that matter? Or, and it sounds like in the habit it does matter. Why should that matter?
I don't know why it should matter. As long as the Mavi Gadol is Eimer Merubah, and those openings for the Mavi Katan are less than 10 Amos, you would not need to search the Pesach on that side for the Mavi Gadol to function. Besides the Mavi Katan, either way works.
Right.
For the Mavi Gadol, so if those openings are considered pierces, you would have a problem. You can't carry them over Gadol. So if the openings are less than 10 amos, and it's over Meruba, so then you'd be able to carry them over Gadol even without a source of Pesach. If it's not over Meruba in the Mavi Gadol, or the openings are more than 10 amas, the only way you can carry them over Vilna is by putting a Tzoros of Pesach.
Which might be the reason that they're...
So might be the, maybe that's why I said like that, I'm not sure. But in the case where that's neither of those two, I don't know why it have to have to be in the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Yeah. Simon Shin Samache. Din Mobi Shinifritz. Mobi Shinifritz, but Pirza Mitzid, they clap your Rosh. So the Mobi has three walls. And one of the side walls, the back wall, is the back wall, and there's two side walls, then there's the front where it opens out into the Rosh Hashanah. If there was a pirza in the side wall, closer to the front, thereby creating another access point, the pirza into the mavi. See, im nisher oimed b'roishay pas rochav arba tfachim. Even though the wall fell down on one of the side walls, close to the front, but if they're still standing to the height of 10 tfachim, a wall of the length of 4 tefachim long, so it's mutter. Who shall not appear to Yosef Alessar? In Monisher pass Arba, but if, however, there is not a standing wall of the length of 4 tefachim long, is Osir. Elgin Hayes appeared to Pachas Mishlash tefachim, unless it was loved. Zakt. Mr. Burr, Mesidah Klapi Rosha, Klapi Perish, Mavi Hayim Masukim Balechi Abakar. So the Mavi at the end had a valid tikkun. Different Echad Me Aksolim Shabbat Orka, Klapi Rosha, Yusomach Lechi Abakar. So near where the Lechi Abakar is placed, at that end of the Mavi, part of the wall fell down. Just no longer 10 Tvachim high. So if 4 Tvachim lengthwise of the wall are still standing, we're fine. In Nisher Arba Tvachim, Shadayin Nisher Shir Chashim B'mavi, L'chein Loi Botol HaPesach HaGadol. So 4 Tvachim is a significant amount already, and therefore we do not say that the Pesach HaGadol has become Botol. If there's less than that, basically you've created there's not so much gap between the front opening, which is the primary opening, and this other opening now, which is now accessible to people. And it's not that far away. It's not that far away. So this becomes, like we discussed, when once people stop using the Pesach HaGadol as a primary, as your primary access point into the Mavui, so the Heter of Lech HaBakar doesn't work anymore. Lech HaBakar was only said in the Pesach HaMavui, and now there's a different Pesach. Now Va'afal gav the Baal Mashir Orech HaMavui Loi Pochaz Mi'ar Ba'amis. So what do you tell me 4 Tvachim is enough? A Mavi has to be at least Dalet Amas long. So yeah, I understand you're telling me that if there's 4 Amas still standing, and then there's something past that, there's a Mavi there already. So the Pesach is the Tikkun is a valid Tikkun, and then the Pirtzev is less than 10. We'll take care of it with Omer Meruba, and we're not worried about it being like an alternate Pesach. But it's not Dalet Amas. You're saying Dalet Tvachim. So Hanu Im Nasa Mavi B'Tchila. That's when you make a mavi. Originally, you have to make a mavi. It has to be 4 amas long. Alakan shekar haya mavi al shenister daibar betochim shenisher mimenu. But a mavi which would lose its wall at 4 tochim is still standing of a valid mavi. That's enough to say that it's a din of a mavi that you can match it with a lechi rekar. How do Chazal know this? Because they did. It was a very enlightening answer. I have no idea, but the Chazal touched it up like that.
But these, there are bonus, or these are the rishis.
I don't know. Pasha, they should be the rabbanon, so they can do whatever they want.
Right.
But it could be that halacha that when you're about to the Pesach. Because lechi is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai in Pesach HaMavi. So you're, I don't know whether this din is a din Rabbanon, but the Etzem Sugya is really a Sugya D'Raisa. Okay.
So still curious to know that the size of the remaining wall is what determines whether this new Pirksa takes precedence over the real Pesach and not the size of the new Pesach.
Well, I mean, yeah. We'll see, you know, if they actually really stop using the primary opening and use this instead, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. We had that idea before. Mm-hmm. Okay, a gimel. But v'hu, that it wasn't the pirtz of more than Eser Amos. The Achir Zeh, who b'chal Pesach, and yes, mikan is chasha pirtz. Tzarech listem or lasis or zepesim and makam hazeh. So you have to do some type of a, you have to halachically close it. Okay. This is all discussing case of time of Maruba, so you're not worried, you know, it's not a Maruba, so you have problems even less than 10, you're going to have a problem. Fine. Also, Elam Cain, Dalva Gab, the Befachos, Meser Amos, Mikri Pesach. So, where is it coming? If it's not a Pras Arba, it's also. So, what's the difference? Mitzad, both openings are considered a Pesach. So, and we weren't bothered by Pesach before, if there's four Tvachim left. So, why are we bothered by the Pesach now when there's not four Tvachim left? So you have this opening which is like so close to the end of the Mavi, so people will look at that as an alternate access point into the Mavi. It loses its status of Pesach Mavi, even if Reif Tashmish is still through the main door. But once it becomes normalized that the other option is another option, it doesn't have the halachic recovery anymore. Okay. Hey, Pesach Shtvachim the Chasher Kesos. So take a look at the Shartzian and Beis. So we're worried about the possibility of that there'll be Shavuk and they'll go into this Pesach, which means even though there's not Al Tvachim left, we're not for the Chashash, would be okay. Right? Avil Ilohoya Shavki b'nei Mavi is darkam, Lohoya Neser, Avil Nishir Shir Chashir b'sef HaKaisel, to be entirely to the grievous. It's only when there's not a Shir Chashir and people are actually using this, that is a problematic, which means that he's saying, once there's a Shir Chashiv of Dal Tvachim, even if that the B'nai Mavi actually do use the other Pesach, we say, you know what, it's not a problem, because really so what we're going to say is, that this area is a Mavi. So even though there's another access point, and that's a Pesach, doesn't bother me because this Mavi has a Heter Alechi Rekara. That's what Shabur is saying. What do you mean? You need Al Ramas to be considered a Mavi to use Alechi Rekara. Saying, no, once you started with the Mavi, as long as you have Dal Tvachim left, it's still considered Chashim enough that it's considered a Mavi, that you have a right to put Alechi Rekara, because this Mavi, this short Mavi, the Alechi Rekara will work for that. And this is another Mavi, we'll have to deal with it, you know, that's another access point. I was dealing with like two mavuos. Whereas if it's less than four, there's only one mavi here, and this is not, and now, and they're using the other door. We got a problem. So that's so the mile of dalad tochim makes it that this stands on its own. I can ignore what's happening over here. That's what Mishnah Berurah is being medayik from the Ritva. Now the poskim deal with, well, what do you do if the batim and chatzeris are back here?
Then the front one really is the mavi.
So the front one isn't the mavi anymore. Isn't a mavi on its own? And they say that even so, they still make them. I have to imagine why that's true. Because it's hard to say that in Dal Tochim, you're able to have Batim and Chatzeris opening into it.
Right.
That was their definition.
But that further back Mavui does require something? Or that thing that if they weren't Dal Tochim?
So no. See, if there's dal tvachim, so then that other opening, since it's not the main, it's not side four of a mavi. Uh-huh. So you're matir with either with ayma meruba or if it's pirtzel less than 10, you're matir with ayma meruba. It's a pesach. If it's more than 10 or it's not ayma meruba, you have to put it towards a pesach. Right. Okay. Let's hold it here. I think that's enough to digest for one night. Mm-hmm.